here, man. His resume is so long, we don't have enough time on the radio to read it, man. And he does comedy on the side. Man has a doctorate. Comedian extraordinaire, Corey Holcomb. Man, we just happy to have you on the show to just help everybody out with their relationship. Corey Holcomb, good morning.
Hey, Ricky, I'm happy to be here and happy to help out all of the women that are in that situation in their life where they're not the primary woman. It's something that happens. It's nothing to be ashamed of anymore.
Right.
Side chicks, they exist.
So Christmas coming up, man. So what you got going on for Christmas?
I want to get the side chicks prepared and help them accept that December 25th is not your day. If you are a side chick, you cannot expect them to give you a phone call or any time on Christmas Day. That is for his real family. What you need to do is hope for a text and get ready for December 26th.
Right.
That's your day.
So,
December 26th is a side chick's day, and a lot of them feel like they're being treated wrong, but they have to remember what you're doing is wrong, and it's all part of the game.
Okay, that's right. It is what they're doing wrong, and it's part of the game. So let me ask you this. So do the side babies, like, do they wake up December the 26th? That's when they get their toys?
Yeah, of course the side babies get their toys late. It's all part of preparing yourself and life to be a side baby. And also, I want to let all the mothers of side babies know, maybe you should take the children to see the other side of the family on Christmas. A lot of the side babies don't get a chance to see the other side of the family. All you got to do is take them to the grandmama house. She'll spend 20 minutes to get them off.
Right. So how does New Year's work for side chicks and side babies?
Basically, prepare for New Year's Day. Side chicks, if you are out on New Year's Eve and you see him with the person that he's really trying to make it work with, it's your job to go to the bar and get drunk with somebody else. Do not make your presence known. Stay away from the happy couple.
All right, so Corey, what's the maximum amount of money you should spend on a side baby or a side chick?
Well, I would say, like, if you're a rich guy, some people spoil the side baby, but that gives that side baby a false sense of hope because nobody else is going to care about him like that. Mm-hmm. So I would say if the baby is illegitimate, you should not buy anything more than $100 worth of gifts on Christmas.
But
that's right there. That's too much right there.
Well, what if the side baby is not yours? You just dating. What if the side chick, your side chick baby ain't yours?
You should make the side baby of the chick that you're dating help you wrap toys for your kids that you care about.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you got to get them strong. That makes them strong, and they're able to handle all of the things in life that they're going to go through because they are the children of the corn. You understand what I mean?
But will the side babies ever be promoted to, like, full baby status? Like, say, you know, if they put in years helping the dude out,
right,
you know, with his regular kids, can he eventually get the same type of love as a full-blown child?
No, you have to treat them like workers that are illegitimately in this country. You have to give them low wages, show them very little respect. Side babies should not have health insurance.
That ain't right.
Oh, man.
What is it?
Minute Clinic only?
Yeah, they had to go to the free clinic where they checking for STDs.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Well, Corey Holcomb, we thank you. For, you know, anybody want to ask you questions about relationships, how can they reach you?
Well, this weekend I will be doing a seminar at the Laugh Factory in Baltimore Friday and Saturday. But other than that, go to my Twitter, TheCoreyHolcomb, on Twitter, and I can help you out with the situation that you found yourself in.
So, Corey, if you go to a club or go to the bar or something, how do you recognize a side chick from the real chick? You know, so if you just want to get you a side chick.
Well, it's really hard to recognize them by looking at them because side chicks go online and buy fake rings, wedding rings, so they can feel like they're doing something in life.
Right.
But I want you to know, once you identify her as a side chick, what you should do is always try to find out how long has she been a side chick. Because some girls have never been nobody real woman. Hey,
right.
Ebony, are you listening to this?
I got you. I'm taking it all in.
And some girls great stuff. I'm looking forward to a great 2014 with all this advice.
Some girls ain't never been nobody real woman. And those are the ones that really are comfortable with being the side chick.
So at, you're going to be in Baltimore at the Laugh Factory, and you're doing a side baby toy drive.
Yeah, we're going to do a side baby toy drive in Baltimore. It was so successful in St. Louis.
And these, are these used toys or what?
Used toys. Only toys that other children that are legitimate are done with. We prefer those. They can't be wrapped. They can't be wrapped.
Fool, get off this phone. Go on, Corey.
All right, boy.
All right, Corey Hunker, y'all, 16 minutes after the hour, y'all. Hey, we had an awesome time at the White House last night. I'll tell you about that. Coming up next, Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.